Welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Kieran Kapoor and myself, Charles Nixon. Kieran has been just mentioning a rather interesting story that she's come across, which poses a rather novel conundrum for marketers. Kieran, tell us about the green things that you've been reading about.
Well, it's a story that caught my eye on the BBC website this morning, and it says KFC Australia forced to swap lettuce for cabbage, saying that the fast food giant KFC has put cabbage in its burgers and wraps in Australia because Australia, believe it or not, has a shortage of lettuce. So it's using a mixture of lettuce and cabbage after because there have been floods to destroy the lettuce crops. There were two things that I found interesting. One is something that we've talked about before, which is the global supply chain crisis. And we really are heading for some fairly major issues for all, most companies, I suspect. I don't think it's just going to be food, where companies are struggling to find information, are struggling to find supplies. So I'm having some new French doors put in. And first, the company were delayed because they couldn't get hold of the particular type of wood that we wanted. And now we're being delayed because they can't get hold of the type of glass that we need. And I thought it was really, but there's also this interesting thing about you're sitting in KFC and you think everything we do with branding on around our wraps and our burgers has something green in it. So there were two options. They could just remove the lettuce entirely. It does say it's a mixture of lettuce and cabbage, so they could just have had less lettuce. But no, they've chosen that the green is so important that they're substituting cabbage. And I just thought this was a really interesting marketing conundrum.
Yes, I think we should say that they have decided to do a mixture so that you are going to get some lettuce in your product, but you're also going to get cabbage, presumably on the assumption that the cabbage they've chosen is of a slightly blander variety than the normal cabbage that we're probably used to in this country, which would probably have most people running for the exit. It is a very interesting point because as a lot of marketers would appreciate, if you are selling something which you believe has got to have a healthy aspect to it, the obvious green colour is one of them. And the element is that we need to provide something that seems healthy. It also provides a considerable amount of moisture to the product, which also therefore helps in digestion. So they are in a particularly interesting conundrum. From a marketer's perspective, it does tests the brain power to identify what the alternative would be to lettuce if it isn't something like cabbage. You know, you've got to have something that's shreddable, green, edible easily without too much treatment, and is going to be something that you can put in small doses but into these types of takeaway foods, something similar for perhaps burgers and what have you. I can't immediately think of an alternative to what they've chosen. But you're right, the bigger picture, of course, is how do you either evolve in your process of product development or try to protect yourself from these sort of climate shocks by securing your own production, which has certainly been one of the ways in which some companies have over the last few months decided that they're going to build their own supply chain and source their own supply. It's not the most efficient in the way in which an economy or indeed a company might run, but it does mean that you are much more resilient. Here, the issue, I think, is due to the recent floods in New South Wales and Queensland, which means that there's a lettuce shortage. Climate change is going to be, you know, a issue for all of us as we go forward. So consideration of our supply chain is an important aspect, I think, very much so for marketers.
It is, and I also think it's part of, we've talked about business continuity plans and looking at business risk analysis. And I don't think the idea of having substitute products had necessarily sprung to mind when we thought about risks and what you might need to do. But whether KFC had pre-decided that that's what was going to happen and it just smoothly went into operation, or whether there was a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth and then some bright person came up with the idea of using cabbage, obviously we will we don't know and probably will never know. But it is interesting, and I think it is something that marketers now need to do, is to sit back and look at your own supply chain and go, right, if the worst happens and we can't get hold of this, what's a really important part of the product? KFC, obviously, chicken's pretty vital. But what is also seen as important, and clearly in their view, they considered the lettuce and the green was important.
Mm, yes. And the aspect of, I think, also reported was that McDonald's faced a shortage of chips in some of its Asian marketplaces, mainly because its chips, I think, are produced and then distributed on a massive scale around countries. They aren't all produced within the locality. So supply chain issues will undoubtedly feature significantly, I think, in businesses' contingency planning for the future. And for marketers, yes, I think you're absolutely right. The hypothetical scenarios as to what would happen if are important things to run. So what would happen if one of your major ingredients wasn't available, always likely to go into short supply? How would you manage? Because you don't want to be in the position of not having to supply at all, because that therefore affects your bottom line very dramatically.
Yes, I mean, KFC got into trouble in Kenya. Again, I'm quoting for the BBC, but this is based back in January, where they couldn't get hold of their preferred pre-sliced potatoes from Egypt, so couldn't offer their chips. And instead in Kenya, were offering a maize meal, which is a local staple, but not what people in Kenya choose to go to KFC for. If you want a local staple, you probably go elsewhere. And also, Kenya produces a huge amount of its own potatoes, and KFC got quite a lot of kickback because they said, oh well, it's our quality assurance process, and we haven't quality assured the Kenyan potato, which didn't go down particularly well in a Kenyan marketplace. So again, in trying to solve one problem, it's possible they just actually created further problems and more communications problems.
I think we are getting to a point when you could say that there is a significant amount of economic xenophobia, which is below the surface. I think no country, or certainly no public opinion, would be happy to find that some multinational poo-poos the local supply of any particular product, whether it was in the UK or elsewhere. You know, why aren't Kenyan potatoes as good as anybody else's? They should have gone to a local source and made sure the supply was good. It's the aspect of globalization, which I think a lot of people don't like. You know, this constant quality control, in inverted commas, which really is on the basis of economics of mass production, and then the cost of shipping these goods around, which is economically detrimental. Local production is much better from an environmental point of view, and should be better from a local economy's point of view, rather than using global economies of scale. It's only one aspect of the success of an organisation, and perhaps from an marketer's point of view, we should think back to things like the balanced scorecard or the triple bottom line as things that we should resurrect as ideas for business planning, and consider the impact of where we source our goods.
I think that's a very good point. And I also think, as we said earlier, we need to stress test our supply chains and be aware of what isn't substitutable and what can be substituted and how one might get hold of those items.
Yes, I agree. I think it's one of those ones which, when you see it in other organisations, you go, oh, goodness me, shouldn't they have thought about that? But I would suggest that everyone should turn their view to their own organisation and think, ah, what have we not thought about?
I think that's a really wise comment, because it is so easy to just assume one's own organisation is fine.
I think on that point, we will end. And thank you very much for listening, everybody. If you have any comments, please then let us know. We look forward to talking to you in the future.